Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, world.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to another hot edition of Interviews with the Stars. And, of course, I am your host, Miss Diamond Hot Topics. And you know what, guys? Today has been such an amazing day, and I hope you guys are ready for the awesome show that I have lined up for you. I got Miss Goldilocks. Oh, my God. You won't want to miss this young lady from Yonkers. I got some new music for you guys. And, man, oh, man, do I got a hot topic for you today. So, you know what? Sit back, relax. I'm going to bring you guys a hot show, and I'm going to start y'all off with a little bit of Ill L Scratch with I'll Take Her right here on Interviews with the Stars.
Hey, yo, Al.
Yeah.
Since we done hit them homies off, I think it's only right we hit the honeys off a little something.
Yeah, L. Cause if them homies don't treat they ladies right.
Looked up and down, said, I'll take her.
Oh,
And that was August Alsina with Kissing on My Tattoos. And when I tell you, that song is one of the amazing ones that's out right now. But, you know, shout out to August for that. I like what he say, though. You know, I don't want nobody but you. kissing on my tattoos, you know. Keep it real. It is what it is. But anywho, I know you guys have heard a lot about Janet Jackson and how she's on tour. And people were saying that she was facing a life and death health crisis, you know, and that there were secret reasons for her canceled tour. Well, actually, it's been revealed on Janet's vocal cords, which is kind of normal for singers who have been off, you know, the radar and haven't been singing for a while. And, you know, we've learned that, you know, she's set to go undergo surgery, you know, and she has a tumor that could be cancerous, but she confirmed on Instagram and on Twitter and all of her other social media outlets to not be alarmed that it's, that she does not have cancer, so the people can, you know, actually squash those rumors. So, you know, I want people to know that before you just start saying people, you know, have cancer, you know, give it a chance. You know, the power of prayer really works. So, you know, of course, you know, with her not being on tour and singing a lot, you know, for these last couple years and have taken time off, of course, we could probably expect something to go a little bit wrong with her voice or her vocal cords or her throat or anything, you know, or a small injury, because it's not easy to tour and to sing and do, you know, every single night, 2 and 3 hours of just singing and dancing. So we definitely understand. So, you know, it breaks my heart to see that she has postponed her Unbreakable tour until the spring. You know, I did have an opportunity to see her in San Francisco, and she did an amazing job. So I just want to say that from myself and on behalf of everyone else on Face of Success Radio, that we'll continue to pray for her and her family and the entire company, you know, during this time, because, you know, there are other people who are very and fully dedicated to the Janet Jackson movement and, you know, her coming back out. So, you know what? Doesn't have cancer, just a little bit of throat issues, and she's going to be fine. I just want y'all to know that. She's going to be good. So stop with the negativity. You know, just keep praying your prayers. That's it. That's all, you know? So I'm going to keep it going. Of course, I got a special guest coming in the studio real soon. I got Miss Goldilocks out of Yonkers. You won't want to miss that one. This young lady's music definitely is raw, okay? Raw. It is what it is. So, you know what, can't wait to bring her into the studio, you know, and bless you guys with her music. And I'm going to keep it moving with my girl, Jasmine Sullivan, with Let It Burn, right here on Interviews with Stars.
Let it burn. mattress, lay it on the floor. I'ma need ya to do a little more, yeah. Maybe some furniture. Let's get it started.
Play all day. I don't know what it is, but it's just something about that song to me that's just like hella sexy. You know what I'm saying? So whenever, you know, ladies, when we getting ready to go out, we feeling good, you know, you just put a pair of go out panties on and you hear a nice little song, you know, just play this song before you go out. Sex on the Ceiling, I'm telling you, it had a mood right. You'll be ready to go out, have a good time, then come home and do whatever it is that you want to do because you're grown. It is what it is. Now, when I say you're grown, I'm talking to everybody who's 21 and up, not 18 and up, 21 and up. You know what I'm talking about. But when I tell you that song is, like, so sexy, y'all know. Y'all know I play the best music, all right? So I'm going to get ready to bring my special guest in the studio today. I got Ms. Goldilocks. She's definitely ready. When I tell you, pure, unadulterated, raw talent. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. Oh, my God. So, you know what? I'm going to jump into one more song, Soul in Love by Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. And then the next voice you'll hear will be myself and my very special guest, Ms. Goldilocks, right here on Interviews with the Stars. Man, when I tell you that love is a wonderful feeling, first of all, I want y'all to understand that self-love is the best love. So if y'all here looking for love, you know what? Start with yourself. Because if you love yourself unlimited, over the top, when somebody come into your life or tries to come into your life, if they don't treat you the way that you treat yourself, it'll never work. And I know some of y'all are like, what? How does that work? Listen, I'm telling you, self-love is the best love. And when people come at you, they're going to know, you know what? He or she values themselves, so I know that I have to come correct. You know what I'm saying? So then you can sing songs like So In Love With You, like Jill Scott. You know, they sing that song like they really meant it. You know, it is what it is. So I'm just telling you, for all of y'all out there looking for love, you know, it will find you one day, or you'll find it one day, but just make sure it's right. Don't be just falling in love with anybody, you know. Some people out there, and I'm going to step on some toes for a minute, but some people out there say they in love with somebody or say they love somebody, but they will treat that person wrong. I'm talking lying, conniving, cheating, backstabbing, stealing, robbing, you know, doing all kind of negative things. I want y'all to understand. Now, this ain't no gospel show, but I want y'all to look up in the Bible or just look up the definition of love. And if 75% of the stuff you ain't doing in life is about love, then you know what? Stop using the word love. Just stop. It is what it is. Just say, you know what? I hella like you. Or I like you a lot. Or I lust you a lot. Because a lot of y'all ain't in love. Y'all in love. But you know what? I'm going to get up off that because y'all already know. Miss Diamond can definitely take it there. And if you haven't had a chance to check me out on Facebook, my name is Miss Diamond Hot Topics. I love to interact with you and kick it with you guys. You know, if there's somebody you want to see on the show whenever, just let me know. Inbox me. Hit me up, you know. Comment on my pictures. It is what it is. I'm right there for you. You know, send me a friend request, and I respond. I'm not funny acting. Also, you can check me out on Instagram. My name is Miss Diamond Hot Topics, and Twitter. It's the same, you know. And I love to interact with you guys. But y'all know that it's my favorite part of the show. And that's where I bring you guys a celebrity exclusive interview each and every week right here on Interviews with the Stars. And today I have a very special guest in the building. I have none other than Miss Goldilocks in the building. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Miss Diamond.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to have you today.
And I'm excited to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
When I tell you, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you right here in front of everybody. I've waited at least 3 months. I'm like, I'm hitting your people up. I'm sending emails. I'm sending faxes, texts. I'm sending birds. I'm clapping. I'm like, yo, I need Goldie. You know what I'm saying? I need her. I don't think y'all understand. And I finally was able to make it happen. So shout out to your team for definitely working hard to get you on this show. Hella busy.
Thank you so much.
You know, what's really going on? So, you know, tell the fans what you've been doing.
I mean, I've been doing so much. I don't even know where to begin, where to end. But for those that don't know me, I'm Goldilocks, Yonka's first lady. I started off as a hip-hop artist. I just was in a gospel stage play for 2 years. Right now I have my own radio show. I have a TV show that's in production. I just won an Underground Music Award. And I just got my feet to the pavement, and I'm running.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you know what? A lot of artists can definitely learn from you because you didn't just start in one element of the entertainment industry and say, this is what I'm going to stick with. I'm just going to do music, you know. You know, being named something as awesome as First Lady, you know, the female version of DMX, some people would think you were just rap. Some people would think you're just doing hip-hop. No, you got your feet everywhere. So, you know, what kind of advice would you give somebody who is stuck in that one element right now?
Well, some people get stuck because they're afraid to take chances and they're afraid to try new things. Me, I'm the type of person, I'm not afraid to learn anything and I'm not afraid to try anything. So I feel like as long as you have the power to live and breathe, you have the power to do whatever you want to do. So I'm the type of person, you can't limit me to certain things because if I'm gonna conquer that, I'm going to do it and I'm going to learn. So being in the music industry, it's a real tricky business. It's called music business, not music talent. And it's not really about your talent. It's about the business.
Yeah.
So in order for me to be a brand and a product and be productive, I had to learn aspects of the business and learn where the paycheck really comes from. And it doesn't come from the stage.
Right. So, I mean, what has, you know, has been in the industry for over 10 years, I mean, having a lot of experience with music, quote-unquote, business, as we call it, because we know that's what it's all about. It's not about the
right.
music. It's not about the talent, like you said. You know, with coming from being in the business that long, you know, tell us what were some of the most prominent things that you learned early on in the game.
I learned the most important thing is that you should learn the business for yourself. Just like they say when you go to church, don't only listen to the preacher, learn the book for yourself. When you go to school, you can't just listen to the teacher. You have to learn for yourself. So the most important thing that I did in this music business was learn the business, because at the end of the day, this is your life, your career. We tend to put our careers in other people's hands and trust them, and then you end up looking like Boo Boo the Fool somewhere on TV. So
yeah.
I would just suggest that people learn what they are doing. Go to school for it. Just become a student. Have a mentor. I have a few mentors, and they teach me a lot. Like right now I'm into a lot of branding and marketing and promotion. So I'm learning from the person that's the best in that business. When I was learning the music business, I was learning from the Lox and Jadakiss and DMX and, you know, all of those people that were already in the business. I wanted to learn. I didn't just want to rap. I didn't just want to go to the studio. I wanted to know how to make this money.
Yes. Yes, yes. So, you know, being, you know, first of all, I just want to say that as females in the industry, we already have it tough. We already
yeah.
have to go into the doors of these business meetings and kick them down a little bit harder, prove ourselves a little bit harder than the next
yeah.
person. You know, tell us what you have done to actually set yourself apart from other females in the industry without being too catty and without being too negative, because we haven't seen that from you. And that's what I love. So, you know, what have you done to really set yourself apart, to really say, listen, I'm a woman in this industry and I'm taking it full force?
Well, the one thing I did, and I'm grateful for my manager, Mike Geis, under Lock and Key Entertainment. He, I really use him as a filter to, like, as you say, kick down these doors. But as a female, I just made sure that I maintained myself as a woman, and I maintained my respect. And I didn't go out here sleeping around or trying to mess with different celebrities because I feel like they could get me somewhere, because at the end of the day, my respect has taken me way further than my talent, my looks, my ability to do whatever I'm doing. It took me a lot further, and as a female, I never really considered myself in an arena with other females. I always was in a group of guys, and I always had to be the smoking gun. I always had to be the hottest spitter, the best performer, and I did all of that training with no females around. I did an interview saying, you know, like, it's other female rappers in my town or whatever that rap, but I extended myself to do songs with them and stuff. They never want to do it, and I just
yeah.
figured, okay, the girls don't want to play with me, so I'm going to go over here and play with the boys.
Yeah.
And it just made me the beast that I am. And I don't even, you know, I respect and I support all the women that do what I do, and I just hope that they can do a better job as maintaining us as women, because we have lost ourselves as women with the representatives that we have. It's like every woman, I'm not having sex for no drink or no pocketbook, so forget about it. I could buy my own drink. I could buy my own pocketbook. I could pay my own rent. So it's not, you know, they got these men out here thinking that, you know, that's what we want from them. That's all we about. And it's easier for them to degrade women when we falling into these categories. Just because I go outside
yeah.
with a 2-inch skirt on don't mean that I'm a prostitute. But like they say, if you got on a prostitute's uniform, don't be mad when somebody call you a prostitute.
Right,
but us
right.
as women, we got to know who we are, and we have to be confident in ourselves. Men don't like weak women. I'll let y'all know that. They might pretend like they do. That's when they're going to take advantage of you. And it was so funny what you was talking about love. I was just in here having this conversation saying, how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself? Self-love comes
yeah.
first. And the way you treat yourself is the way other people going to treat you. Like, people already know not to play me because I don't play.
It's very simple. It's very simple. Yeah, and that's what people don't really understand, you know, in life in general. And then when it comes to business, when it comes to this entertainment industry, we can't just take whatever somebody wants to dish out, you know. And sometimes somebody might come with a contract and say, hey, you know, just sign this. Well, we've already seen that that doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that if somebody wants you to hurry up and do something, that it shouldn't just automatically happen. You know, so
and you
I
know we do it.
Say,
people do it because they see the money. And when you've been in the game and you've been struggling hard and you've been trying to get out there and you almost to the common goal, it's like we're willing to sacrifice our souls just to get something that you might find out later that you never really wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So, you know, with being called the female version of DMX, you know, and you've had many influences, you know, tell us, you know, who were some of the most influential people in your career or growing up when you first decided that you wanted to be a part of the industry?
When I tell you, I always loved hip hop. And back in like the late 80s, I don't want to tell my age, but back in the late 80s when it was like Dana Dane and Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, when hip hop was so much fun, and MC Shan and KRS-One, hip hop was so much fun. And it was like when you come from these hoods and these towns and these boroughs, it was like something to be a part of. But my major influences in the hip hop game, where I designed my style from, I took a little bit of Biggie, I took a little bit of Tupac, I took a little bit of DMX, and I made Goldilocks. And the reason why I picked these three artists, because Biggie had an amazing way of bringing stories to life. He made you feel like you was in the street with him. You was in these spots with him. And Tupac, the way he just could keep flowing on any subject, on any topic, he was political, he was community, he was a thug. You could change the beat on Tupac 10,000 times, he going to keep flowing. And DMX, what I took from him is his humbleness and his willingness to let people see him vulnerable, his crying out to God, and his, you know, the things, he brung these things from his heart. So I took a little bit of these artists, and that's where Goldilocks came from.
That's what's up, because we definitely love your talent. I think personally, you know, you're definitely raw. You're definitely talented as a female of hip-hop, you know, representing the East Coast, you know, doing your thing. I'm talking TV shows, radio interviews, reality shows. So how did you get an opportunity to co-produce a reality show?
Because I'm a busybody, and I just, they call me a bully sometimes. If it's something I want, I go get it. Like, if I want to be on, if I want to meet somebody, I'm going to meet them, and I'm going to keep on doing it and keep on doing it. So with the shout-out to Chef Daddy OG and Harlem Lanes Radio, he was the producer of my reality show. And it was funny, the reality show started because I'm single. Shout-out to all the single people. And I started dating. And when I started dating people, I said, okay, I'm not going to pick the people I like, because that don't work out for me. So I'm going to just start having dates with random people. So the dates I was going on was so hilarious that I used to come home and tell Chef Daddy about these dates. Like, I wish I had a camera with me. And the things I would do to these guys, I'm sorry, guys. They take me out to eat, and when they get up to go to the bathroom, I'll tell the waiter, just keep my cup full. Don't come over here and ask me nothing. Every time you see my cup empty, just pour me another shot, right? So the waiter keeps coming to my table, pouring me shots. So now the guy is looking at me like, are they giving her these drinks or am I paying for these drinks? But by the end of the date, sometimes I wouldn't get a second date because what? I'm going to eat and drink good right now. And it was so terrible. But that's how the reality show came about. And just the walk in the path of being an unsigned artist, being a female, being a mother, having all these odds against me, but I'm still working. Like, I never let these obstacles stop me. And trust and believe me when I tell you, I go through the worst of situations. And we do, but some people can't handle them. Some people let situations destroy them. Me, I feed off that. That's gonna push me harder. So the reality show basically was to, you know, show the little inside life of what goes on behind the scenes, the grind, the struggle, the things we go through as women. It was cute. Right now I'm working on a new reality show with Go Lox Entertainment, a show we have coming out in Atlanta. It's going to be a variety show, and it's a casting call. It's a reality show. It's crazy. Make sure you stay tuned for that, and I would love to come back again and tell you about that when it's, you know, popping off. But,
for sure,
you know, as women, I love what you're doing, and I love how you do it. It's, you know, we can have these opportunities to do things, and we do the wrong things with these opportunities. You're not going to put a microphone in my hand, and I'm going to go out there and tell women it's all right to degrade yourself. It's all right not
right.
to take care of your children. It's all right not to be a virtuous woman. It's all right to go out here and thought and then spreading yourself thin. You're not going to put a mic in my hand, and I'm going to tell you that. I'm not ever going to tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I never, that's never my intention, and that's never what I do. You know, first of all, I'm a part of a network, Faces of Success Radio. So the only thing that I promote is definitely success. And I think that it's a mind for individuals everywhere, you know. And what people don't understand is that being on this platform and having the amazing opportunity, shout out to Pearl, but having this opportunity, you know, it gives us, as women, empowerment to encourage and to help others, not just ourselves.
Yes.
And then sometimes it's a blessing in that just to be able to help somebody else because you get so much out of it, you know.
It is. It really is.
And then
it
would never give me opportunity to meet other women like yourself. I mean, I'm on the West Coast. You're on the East Coast. You're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. And it gives us both an opportunity to say, hey, I'm promoting Goldilocks. I begged to have her on the show for months. And here you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Superpower.
Gotta make
that
it happen.
That gives us superpower. You know what would happen if more women started empowering women? Do you know how many friends? I have so many female friends. And do you know how many friends I've lost during the course of me climbing this ladder? And I want to say something when you said about success. People measure success by what you see that people have. It's not about what you have. Success is, to me, I never thought Goldilocks would leave out of my living room.
Right.
Way back in 1995, when I first was doing this thing, I never thought that Goldilocks would leave out of my living room. It was just something that we cooked up in the house, learning how to rap, putting these songs together, going to the studio. I never thought it would go past that, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people didn't either. But you never know. To me, I'm super successful because I went beyond where I thought I could go, and I'm still moving.
Yes.
So I may not have a mansion. You may not see me on BET or wherever, but to me, I've reached my success more than I thought I could.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I love it, and I'm so grateful.
And that's a gift, you know what I'm saying? Because that's called confidence. And, you know, a lot of people lack confidence, period. You know, they look for validation from the next person. Hey, you know, have you ever just seen somebody who get dressed and they put their clothes on and they run into the next room? Hey, what's this look like? Wait a minute. You was just in the mirror when you got dressed. Why didn't you tell yourself, I look dope today? I'm killing them
I
today.
I look good.
No. Yeah, but you ran into the next room to get that validation from a person or from people who probably didn't even think about the outfit you have on, didn't even think about where you're going on or what you did to get that outfit. You know your struggle.
Right.
You know your worth. You know your path, and you know where you came from. So like you said, Goldilocks was created in your living room just trying to do something different. And what people don't understand in that is that they need to take whatever little bitty ideas that they have and run with it because you never know where that's going to take you. Yes.
Work on
it. Yes,
I just
definitely.
Said something that said, if you dream big. Even if you fail at a big dream, your success is still further than the people underneath you. So it's like, even if I reach for something that is unreachable, if I don't hit that target, I made it almost to that target. So that means I went past wherever I was trying to get, or I went past you trying to get there. And I'm so grateful and so humble. If God never does another thing for me, a day in his life, I'm so satisfied.
You know, and again, I was just having this conversation with somebody a few days ago about success and about, you know, making it and just being there. You know, I can have on a pair of jeans that I paid $5 for that I got off the clearance rack, but they were dope 3 years ago. Now, I may not
and
wear
be
them
working
every
them, right?
day, but if I wear them again, I'm telling you, they're going to look dope 5 years later. You know why? Because I'm taking care of my stuff. And I'm making sure I'm humbly, you know, excited about what I have. And some people may look at me and say, hey, you look like you got it going on. You look like you got money. Well, I'm not going to say
right.
I don't have money. I ain't going to say I do. I'm going to just say thank you, and I'm going to keep it moving. You know, because, again, success is
right.
a mindset, you know.
It
so
is.
I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank
exactly.
you.
And we never call it a struggle.
Thank
but. You know, you've been on over 300 shows, I'm saying TVs,
yeah.
radio interviews. How do you even balance, you know, and now you got your own thing going as far as radio goes, and, you know, you're still performing, still writing music, still,
right.
you know, how do you really, what does Goldilocks do on a day where there's quote-unquote no work? What do you do in your downtime, your me time?
It's never, I don't have me time. It's never such thing as me time. I don't sleep. I work constantly. I'm constantly working because there's so many things that I do. It's like it's a good side and a bad side to being your own boss because I don't get to sleep. I don't punch no clock. So I don't really have no downtime. And when I do have downtime, I want to spend it with my family. I have 5 beautiful children. I have 3 grandchildren, and that means more to me than anything in this world. Mm-hmm. And my family is a part of my music with me. My son, he's one of my artists. I have another daughter. She sings. I'm working with her doing artist development. And basically, it's really no free time. And I love to travel. I have my own travel business. If you want to know about that, I could hook you up with some stuff, some good stuff. But basically, it's like I'm like Encyclopedia Britannica. I know everything. I know if I don't know it, I know somebody I can call that know. And I never get off the phone. I never stop. My kids is like, Mom, we just used to you having that phone stuck to your face.
Wow, that's what's up, you know. And, you know, shout out to single mothers like yourself who still making it happen, okay?
Yes.
People don't understand that being a mother is number one, a job, a career for life with a cape.
Right.
Okay? And then to actually have
I said
to
that's the only
that.
Job you can't quit. It's the
In
only
all
job
case.
You can't quit, being a mother. And shout
yes,
out to the
yes.
single mothers. Shout out to the single fathers. We got a lot of those now. And, you know, these kids are important, and what we do with them, it's like God gives you these blessings, and people do all kind of things to the kids. And, they didn't ask to come here. They didn't ask to have a messed up life. So even though my kids, they didn't have the best life, but they had a mother and they had love, and I tell them the truth. I keep it 100 with my kids. I'm their best friend. I'm all my kids' best friend. If they want to know something, guess who they coming to ask? Me.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And Nisa, I ain't saying be your kid's friend, but be your kid's primary go-to person. If my kids want to know anything, I don't care if it's good, bad, they going to come to me, and I'm going to tell them the truth. I don't want you going to the streets. I don't want you going to your friends. Because your friends, just as silly as you, they're going to tell you something you didn't need to know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
I really, it's really important that us as a community, that we become more interested in these kids because they, I mean, we just, we lost the kids at some point. We just lost them. And people need to really get back into their family. I hate that people are not into their own family. Like, how you don't rock with your family? This is the people that God gave you as a support system, as a legacy. You got to invest in your own family. Because if you don't, you don't have no legacy left.
Yeah, you're right about that. Right. So congratulations on basically sweeping the country. I'm talking about killing the competition for over 12 months for unsigned artist competition. I'm talking you've competed with women and across the country. What was it like competing or putting yourself in that mind frame of, I got to do this?
You know, it's crazy is my manager knows me so well, and he knows that I'm not competitive because I always felt like I had my own lane. I don't like to compete with people because I'm a sore loser. I don't play games. I'm not competitive. So I never knew that I was in a competition. I just went out there and did what I do. And shout out to Top Mike. Shout out to Rich. Top Mike's tour is an unsigned artist competition, and I had to perform all over the United States with artists from all over the United States 12 months straight. And I just kept advancing to the next round. I didn't even know it was a competition. I just figured he just telling me, like, these people keep calling me out here to perform. So, but I'm definitely the type of person with a winner mentality. I don't like to lose, like with the Underground Music Award. It took me over 12 years to even get nominated for that award. So when I got nominated, it wasn't no way on this earth I wasn't coming home with that award. I did what I had to do to get that award. And thank you to all the people that voted for me.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not really a competitive person because I don't like to compete against people. Just like, okay, me and you both got a radio show, but I don't feel like you my competitor. I feel more like you an alliance with me. Now I basically got two radio shows. That's how I'm looking at it. Because I could get my girl over here, Miss Diamond and Callie. Oh, I got you. You're going to interview on Miss Goldie's show. Then I got you on Miss Diamond's show. So I'm not looking at you as a competitor. I'm looking at you as a force. Now we could be stronger. Right. Now we got more airwaves. Thank you.
Yeah.
We got more airwaves.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset, you know. I tell people all the time, let's just make it happen. You up against me ain't getting nowhere. I don't really have
ain't
that in my life
ever,
anyway. But if I did, we never get nowhere. And like I told you, hey, let's take over the airwaves. I'm ready.
Let's take it.
Let's
do
it. It is what it is. So,
let's take over everything. I feel like I could run for president if I wanted to.
Right. It's all, hey. Trump doing it, Kanye, he say he doing it. Listen, we got to even the score.
Goldie for president.
And I know, right?
Goldie for president, let's get it.
Yeah, so we're going to bless the fans with one of your songs right now because they definitely killing me on my inbox right now. We want a song, we want a song. So I'm going to play G-O-L-D by Miss Goldie Locks. Everybody stay locked right here on Interviews with the Stars. Today. Very special guest, Goldilocks, in the building. Let's go.
What you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D. I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D. Who's the golden mitts with the platinum kiss, the diamond cut spit, big baguette lip, chocolate cup of hits, caramel glazed head. Come take a lick of this, pull a switch on this. If you think you forget with this, make another wish. Goldilocks sings down in your town or your ground. Ain't a chick to be found when I step around. I'm the queen with the crown, shaking up ground. I'm staying a pig with a dirty nigga. niggas fit. Ain't stepping to my clique cause you wanna quit. Bite my lip when I spit so I just don't slip and diss. All not bearing witness. It gets thicker than this, swifter than this, thicker than this. Top of the line, baby, top shelf, going straight for the wealth. Pulling bank off a betting on your health. Finding stashes and closets, picking wild.
No.
What you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C.
I don't know
what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D.
How can you control two faces? Occupy two spaces. Replacement of punishment. They call me judgment cause I sent some of the wickedest demons to the pit. I got a list of who and what to extinguish. Instead of gift you as a seed had to get, I'll spit your wish. Can't wake you up with a kiss. I insist that you call me Miss. Cause if you ever put my name in bitch in a twist out your lips, come equipped. What you asking for may not be a gift. My name is written in the Guinness Book of Wisdom. That's why I give them what I give them. The power to be free with steel bars for your vision. It's my reasonable service to be a slave to the rhythm.
I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C.
I don't know
what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D. If I spin any hard, I'll be at the Pentagon, chowing down with CEOs and stockholders, driving roses with generals from Dover, playing war with nuclear bombs and real soldiers. Golden lockers on front line, putting niggas in bonds, making press rewind just to find what the fuck's on my mind. Love is blind and I'm Cupid, playing fake niggas like they stupid. The sicker I get, the harder I spit. Very slick with the gift, what you got to come test with. I back you up like traffic, causing fatal reactions. I see you panicking like a mannequin. My flow is sweet like Evangeline. You can't contend, sum it up at the end. Goldilocks gets to win again and again.
Come on.
I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C.
I don't know
what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be.
And I don't care
what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D.
Yo, what y'all don't understand is that I get the pleasure of getting this music before y'all do. You know, and I ain't bragging, but it is what it is. And y'all know, I tell y'all each and every time y'all tune in to Interviews with the Stars that I am in love with music. Y'all know I play the best stuff. I like to hear the best stuff. And sometimes people submit music, you know, I'm talking underground artists or whatever, or, you know, first timers, and the music don't be that dope. But when I get somebody like Goldilocks in the building and I got her music early, you don't understand. I've been listening to these songs over and over and over, and now I get to share it with y'all, and I get to share Goldilocks.
Right.
So, man, I mean, what was the influence, or I already know the energy. I would be lying to you if I tell you I don't know the energy, but what was the influence behind that song, like in the making of I'm About to Definitely Lay This One Down?
It was like, shout out to Rhythm Man Productions and First and Team Phenom. It's like we kind of formulated a group called Team Phenom. I'm the only female. And I used to run a music studio. I used to manage a music studio. So he would make the beats. And when the beat come on, I'm like, this is me. I'm on this, right? So my team, the adrenaline that they give me when we working together, it's like they make me know, like, you that chick, Goldie. Like, you that chick. So it's like, I don't care what's going on in this world. When I step up in the room, y'all better know it's all about me. So it don't matter who came last and who came first.
Right.
It's like, Goldie is here, and that's all you need to know. So It was like, I don't care what you thought, what you heard, who you are. I'm Goldie. Like, I'm her.
That's what's up. I mean, so I have to ask, because I always ask everybody, you know, who's writing your music for you, or are you writing your own music?
I wrote all my own music.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes I get help on the hooks. My son, he's my ultimate hook master. Sometimes I get help on the hook, but mostly it has to come from me. It has to, because it's not me if it don't come from me. And sometimes different songs I write is through different periods in my life. Like right now, I might have an attitude about something, I might write a song. Or when I hear the beat, it's like, yo, this is what the beat is saying to me. This is what the beat said to me. So this is what I'm going to say back to the beat. So it's like the lyricist in me, I started off writing as a little girl. Like I always wrote poetry. I used to write whole books and draw the pictures. So I always was into writing. And shout out to Cora's son, Bruce Miller, Mary J. Blige's little brother. He gave me the name Goldilocks, and they taught me how to take my poetry and ride it on a track, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's like it's always got to come from me. If it don't come from you, I don't think it's real.
Right, right. That's what's up. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, some people take it till they make it. It is what it is. I, you know, and I ain't stepping on nobody's toes if that's what they do, you know. But I would think from an artist standpoint, now, I'm going to just say back in middle school, I was rapping because I thought it was fun. I never wanted to be a rapper. I never pursued being a rapper. And I only performed in, like, talent shows and all of that. And I left it at that. My life went into a different direction. But I couldn't imagine somebody writing, you know, 16 verses, and then I'm reading it, and then I'm rapping it like it's me. You can't really feel it. You're not really in it.
Right.
You know, but like I said, no diss to nobody that does that, who takes the whole song and the hook and the chorus.
Because there's some excellent songwriters out here. And that's, you know, it's really all about the business and all about making the money. Not that I'm against people writing songs for me. If somebody want to write me a hot song, by all means, send it to me. I'm with making the money. If it's something that's going to be a hit, let's do it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to back yourself up at the end of the day, because I can't front out here like I'm Bianca's first lady, I'm this, I'm that, and then when it's time for me to put that pen to that paper, I can't do it. I got to be able to do it, and I got to deliver every time, because, you know, you got people that steal people's songs, use other people's songs. Now, if you need another song, where you going to get it from?
Yeah. You have to steal that one.
Because you ain't make it up, so you can't make another one. So how you
gonna
get another song?
Somebody
gonna catch you out there with your Milli Vanilli self.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Miss Diamond ain't saying
it. I
said it.
You know, I'm a trouble spot. I'm a troublemaker. You know, no, I'm just
me too.
I'm a
trouble. Everybody know Goldilocks is a problem. And I'm definitely a troublemaker, and I'm looking for producers. So if there's anybody out there listening, shout out to Cali. I love the West Coast. I was over in Cali a few years ago, all up and through there. I actually got a song out in Cali with an artist that was playing out there a few years ago. I forgot his name, but he was from, I think he was from Sacramento or somewhere like that. But
okay.
I love Cali.
That's what's
up. I love Cali. I love the food, the medicine. I loved Cali when I was there.
Yeah, definitely. I've been out here for a few years. You know, I'm definitely from the Midwest, and I've been in New York too. Trust me, I've been shopping in Manhattan and Soho. I've been all through there. You know, so trust me, I've been through there. New Yorkers are definitely raw. They're definitely real. You know, got the strong accents. I was in a situation to where the police came, so I definitely been to New York. And I felt like I was on the set of New York Undercover. I ain't going to lie. I just, like, this is real. It came from everywhere, you know.
Don't mess with the FYTG. They the biggest gang in the country. Don't mess with them.
they was there in 2 minutes, trust me. So definitely.
What, they was there before it started?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Yes. Jumping out of trucks and everything. Where you come from?
What? Like it was SWAT rundown. You like, what did I do? I just dropped a piece of bread.
Right.
Don't beat me. Please don't beat me.
Hands up,
I'm
don't shoot.
I'm in ACL right now, though. I live in ACL now. So I'm getting Tia ATL up. I'm going to come over there and Tia Cali up, too.
That's what's up. We definitely look forward to you. You know, you got a lot of fans out here, so... You know, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into testimony right quick, and then we're going to come back. We're going to give the fans an opportunity to be able to reach out to you and cop some of your music. So we're going to jump into testimony right here on Goldilocks. I'm sorry, with Goldilocks. You know what I'm saying? It's your show, so I'm going to just give it to you.
Yeah.
We on Interviews with the Stars on Goldilocks.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
All right, let's go.
Come up in the spot looking extra fly. My swag on a lean, wop game on a G. And it's about me if everybody was me. Youngest first lady, when I flip it, I rip it. I spit it, you get it, I'm real cocky with it. All up in it, don't come round here. Taking off like a jet while I'm stuck in first gear. Player of the year, spinning and running. Should have been prepared, seen the diva coming. Taking over like a natural disaster. Chicks selling sex cause they know that they have to. Happy ever after, fairy tale mistress. Phenom be the scene, what part is you missing? All about digits, talking De Niro. Pull a cut on your zero, born superhero. Fly across country, nation's most wanted. Ego real big, no I'm hot and I flaunt it. Don't really want it, ain't never been a joke. Ain't never been slow, and ain't never been broke. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. My swag on a lean, wop game on a G. And this is how it be if everybody was me. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. My swag on a lean, wop game on a G. And this is how it be if everybody was me.
And we're back live, everybody. I got Miss Goldilocks in the building. We've been kicking it. I'm talking about on air, off air. You know, this young lady got the best energy ever. So I definitely can't wait to be able to bring you back to see what else you got going on.
Yes, and I can't wait to come back. Thank you so much, Miss Diamond, for having
me on
your
show. You're welcome.
That's
of course.
Pleasure.
We know you
and
wear
I mess
25
with people
hats.
That mess with women.
Yes. Y'all have no clue. You know, me and Cody been kicking it, like I said, on air, off air. You know, that's some of the best moments. I want you guys to stay tuned. Coming in March, we're going to have Faces of Success TV. So you're going to be able to see some of the stuff that's going on as well. You know, we're not going to be stingy. We're going to share it with you. So, Goldie, give your fans an opportunity to reach out to you. Like, what's some of your social media platforms?
Well, you can find me on IG, Miss Goldie to you with the letter T and U. You could Google me, Goldilocks Yonkers. That's G-O-L-D-I-L-O-X. Yonkers, Y-O-N-K-E-R-S. You can find me on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. You can find Goldilocks anywhere. You can listen to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, which is also on Blog Talk, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. I mean, you can hit up Miss Diamond. You want to find Goldilocks, go to her website. Radio Network fam, Miss Alita, Ed Waters. Shout out to all the things that, you know, us ladies got going on because we get to popping.
Definitely. I think this is definitely the year of the takeover. You know, I've eased into the new year real slow, but when I tell you, it's about to take off for us. That's
tell
what
me
I'm
about
all
it.
About. You know, so like she said,
I got the gas. Let's go.
Yes. Definitely. So do you have any shows coming up that we should know about?
Yes, I have my radio show, which is every Tuesday night, like I said, on Blog Talk Radio / Culture Zine Network. I'm a special guest at with Def Jam Universal out here in ATL. I got the TV show that I'm working on. I got some things I'm working on overseas with Ra Ra Entertainment and his Buffalo Foods Company. I mean, I'm getting ready to be all over the place, and I'm going to definitely keep you updated on what I'm doing because I need that West Coast love, and I'm coming to the West Coast, and we're going to do some things over there. We're going to bring Goldie over there, and we're going to turn up over there with Faces of Success Radio and Ms. Diamond, and I can't wait to get over there, really.
Yes, yes. So is there anybody else that you would like to say what's up to or shout out to at this time?
I'd like to say a shout out to my whole family and everybody that just works with Goldilocks, supports Goldilocks. Shout out to my kids and my babies. And I just love everybody, and I just want people to love everybody. So, you know, as long as we spread in love, we ain't spreading hate. Shout out to Yonkers, always Yonkers. And I'm just glad you had me on your show, and it was good. It was wonderful.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being my very special guest on today. Like I said, I've begged for this for a long time. It is what it is, you know. when we see pure and raw talent, we point it out and we say, I want that, and we'll go get it. And that's the same way
that
I am. So I say, listen, I want Goldilocks, and I got to have her. And, of course, the fans keep requesting you, blowing up my inbox, blowing up my Instagram DM, you know. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? So thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
My very special guest on today. Any new music you got, of course, send it to your girl, Miss Diamond Hot Topics. And
that's my show
for the day, everybody. Thank you so much, Goldilocks, for being my very special
thank
guest.
Thank you. Keep
and we're
going to
leave
work.
Up out of here. Definitely. You too. I got to play Gold again, though. I got to play again. One more time. All right. Interview with the Star.
What you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C. I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C. Who's the golden mist with the platinum kiss? The diamond cut spit, big baguette lip. Chocolate cup of hits, caramel glazed head. Come take a lick at this, pull a switch on this. If you think you forget with this, make another wish. Goldilocks sings down in your town or your ground. Ain't a chick to be found when I step around. I'm the queen with the crown, shaking up ground. I'm staying a pig with a dirty nigga spit. Ain't stepping to my clique cause you wanna quit. Bite my lip when I spit so I just don't slip and diss. All not bearing witness, it gets thicker than this, swifter than this, thicker than this. Top of the line, baby, top shelf, going straight for the wealth. Pulling bank off of betting on your health, finding stashes and closets, picking wild. I know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C. I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D. How can you control two faces? Occupy two spaces. Replacement of punishment. They call me judgment cause I sent some of the wickedest demons to the pit. I got a list of who and what to extinguish. It's in a gift you as a seed had to get. I'll spit your wish. Can't wake you up with a kiss. I insist that you call me Miss. Cause if you ever put my name in bitch in a twist out your lips, come equipped. What you asking for may not be a gift. My name is written in a Guinness Book of Wisdom. That's why I give them what I give them. The power to be free with steel bars for your vision. It's my reasonable service to be a slave to the rhythm.
All right.
I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you want to be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the C. I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you
you ain't what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the T. If I spin any hard, I'll be at the Pentagon, chowing down with CEOs and stockholders, driving roses with generals from Dover, playing war with nuclear bombs and real soldiers. Gold was on front line, putting niggas in bind, make your press rewind just to find what the fuck. My love is blind and I'm Cupid, playing fake niggas like they stupid. The sicker I get, the harder I spit. Very slick with the gift, what you got to come test with. I back you up like traffic causing fatal reactions. I see you panicking like a mannequin. My flow is sweet like Evangeline. You can't contend, sum it up at the end. Goldilocks gets to win again and again. Again.
Come on.
I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D. I don't know what you heard, what you thought, what you is, what you ain't, what you wanna be. And I don't care what you saw, what you see. All I know is I'm G to the O to the L to the D.
Thank you all for tuning in to Interviews with the Stars. I am your host, Ms. Diamond Hot Topic. Have a good night.